Trump triples down. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In last night's Republican debate, Donald Trump finally unveiled in prime time his specific plan for deporting millions of immigrants.
Let me just tell you, Dwight Eisenhower, good president, moved 1.5 million illegal immigrants out of this country, moved them way south. They never came back.
A couple of his opponents implied he was making stuff up again, but he wasn't. Eisenhower did indeed use the military to remove about 1.3 million Mexicans.
I think there are many takeaways from Operation Wetback, which is the fall of 1954.
The operation Trump's referring to was indeed called Operation Wetback. And according to researcher Adam Goodman of the University of Pennsylvania, it used a variety of methods to remove those 1.3 million.
It was these mixed methods that were used, the formal deportations, voluntary departure, as well as fear campaigns.
Meaning that Mexicans were told, either you leave voluntarily, or we put you on a train and send you to a place with no running water.
It was bare land. We had no living quarters, no running water.
So that's how the deportation plan would work. Unless, as Adam Goodman noted in his talk, some of the 11 million people you're trying to deport launch an organizing effort.
But if there was some kind of organizing effort in which people that had been apprehended decide to band together and say, I'm going to stay, try to fight my case, then the system would break. And I don't know what would happen.
We may find out. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.